Will you leave a positive legacy to those you love and preserve your assets?
Who will advocate for you if you reach a stage in life where you cannot represent yourself? Is your estate plan solid? If not, assets could be lost, estate taxes levied, and family conflict may be your legacy. Hi, I'm Washington State Attorney Steve Waltar, and for the last 25 years, my firm, Legacy Estate Planning, has helped thousands of clients avoid conflict, chaos, and court by creating customized estate plans. A good estate plan provides peace of mind during your lifetime, keeps you out of court while you're alive, and reduces estate taxes while creating a lasting legacy for your loved ones when you're gone. At Legacy Estate Planning, we'll answer your questions, and for those in Washington who mention this ad, we'll provide a free 60-minute consultation. So reach out to us on our website, www.waltar.com, that's W-A-L-T-A-R.com, or you can call us at 425-455-6788. What legacy will you leave?
Your life insurance policy is like any other assets you own. It's yours. You can do with it as you please. One of the first settlements we ever did was the individual donated the money to a ballet center. And they were running low on funds. Their financial planner said, well, what about a life settlement? So he said, what are you talking about? They said, we're going to sell the policy. So two things happened. The money that was going to go to the 501c3 was not going to go to them because they're going to lapse the policy. So they were losing money. So instead they sold. Wow. They immediately donated the money, what they got.
Interesting.
501c3. They were able to take it tax-free.
But yeah.
The key thing was the donor, who he and she were both alive, were able to write off the donation while they were alive.
Wow.
And they also were able to go to the ballet center and see their name above the doors as you walked in.
Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And Rob Haney and I from LI Settlements are talking about life settlements. If you have a life insurance policy, if you're looking at how do I maintain my standard of living, maybe take the trip of a lifetime, do whatever I need and want to do on my bucket list, Rob's somebody to reach out to. Absolutely. And Rob, I am so intrigued by your work with, you know, when somebody's doing retirement or estate planning. Tell me how life settlement fits into that picture.
Well, in the earlier segment, you're talking about, you know, an elder law attorney looking at spend downs and any cash infusion of a settlement. Other things that happen is the payment that the elder law attorney certainly knows you're paying out pretty much every expense you have disappears when it comes to life insurance. You're no longer paying that premium.
Right.
Comes this cash infusion, which helps ease the burden of all the other expenses that you're allocating for. So that's why it's worked. How I became familiar with the elder law practice was my mother got an elder law attorney in Sarasota and then switched when she moved over to this coast. And I started to go to their shows and just found that them very fascinating people. So when you talk about estate planning, moving into maybe an upper income bracket, a lot of people donate money, assets, et cetera, to different 401, 501c3s. And one of the things that a life insurance policy can do is can expedite that process. One of the first settlements we ever did was the individual donated the money to a ballet center. And they were running low on funds. It was around that same 2008 time period where they were like freaking out about what to do. So their financial planner said, well, what about a life settlement? So he said, what are you talking about? They said, we're going to sell the policy. So two things happened. The money that was going to go to the 501c3 was not going to go to them because they're going to lapse the policy. So they were losing money. So instead they sold. Wow. They immediately donated the money, what they got.
Interesting.
501c3. They were able to take it tax-free.
But yeah.
The key thing was the donor, who he and she were both alive, were able to write off the donation while they were alive.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
Incredible. And they also were able to go to the ballet center and see their name above the doors as you walked in for a number of years until they passed away.
That is so incredible.
So when I say that the world's your oyster when it comes to this, like I said, you can do whatever you want. I mean, I always kid myself, but people can do literally can take all the money and go to Vegas and put it on black. It's there. I don't know anyone who's done that. I wouldn't recommend that, but it's you can do whatever you want. The most common thing is to, like you said, is to pad your retirement account and to give a buffer to take away the burden you're not putting it on your kids and your grandkids.
And, you know, they also say, we've worked with a lot of people with Dignity Memorial and different things like that. And I have learned, which shocks me, that the cost of funerals increase, go up three times every 10 years. Now you think about if you're in your 60s right now and you want, and your funeral, a lot of people say, I don't care what happens when you die. It's not for you, but it's for your loved ones when you pass. And, you know, the cost to bury you, the cost of all of the different things that goes on. This is something that people say often that you should prepay those expenses so that they're locked in. Is this something that a lot of people, I would imagine, are doing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to lie to your audience and tell you that I know in every case what happens is, but yes, people have prepaid funerals, sometimes some elaborate funerals, some have donated themselves and donated the money that they would have spent on the funeral to their church. So again, we're just here to make sure that when you're making that decision, that you're not just going, I got cash surrender value of $26,000 or nothing. I want you to know that you can get 26,000 or 100,000 or 200,000. And then you're really, really making a decision of what's best for you. Settlement. People sometimes get the policy, they get an offer that exceeds their expectations. So you take somebody like, oh, I'm going to live forever. And all of a sudden we give them an offer that's like $300,000 more than they thought they were going to get. You know what they do? It becomes real to them. The policy becomes valuable. They keep it. They want to sleep, you know, they want to sleep at night knowing they've got that nest egg. It's like another savings account they didn't know they had. That's fine too. Again, we're not here to make decisions for you. We're just here to help you make a decision.
And to think about that peace of mind, having that peace of mind is significant for sure. And obviously, now, does it matter who the best beneficiaries are on a life insurance policy? Obviously, if you're the policy holder, you can change that. Correct. But how does that work?
So when you sell your policy, all the beneficiaries will be notified. They'll need to sign off. And they say, well, what if they want to pay for the policy? They have the right to do that. They can talk to the owner and say, okay, we're going to pay your premiums. That happens one out of a million times, but it can happen. So everyone signs off. Everyone is aware of what's happening. So there's no confusion. Nobody's hiding the, you know, the ball. Everybody knows what is happening here.
Right.
You kind of move forward from there because, again, you don't want that burden. You want to tell your grandkids and your kids, you can pay. We don't want to pay for the policy anymore. We want to take the money and retrofit the house, go on a vacation, whatever. They're like, well, we want the death benefit. They're great. Pay for it.
Sure. So obviously, full disclosure, which is so important, and obviously open, you know, there isn't any surprises. And I think that's one of the things that people think, oh, this is scary stuff. It's really not. And it's done, obviously, for so many different applications, which I think is so vitally important. So, Rob, I guess that, you know, we have about 1 minute left. What, I guess, is the number one thing that you want our listeners to know about life settlement?
That your life insurance policy is like any other assets you own. It's yours. You can do with it as you please. That you can find out what it's worth, exactly what it's worth today, by going through a process. We tend to call it free, non-binding appraisal. And then at that point, you will have a decision to make as to what's best for you. You can sell some of your life insurance policy. We can split a policy in half. You can sell that and keep that. So there's a lot of things we get into if we had more time. But at the end of the day, we just want you to know there's an option. You know.
Yes, absolutely. And I would like to thank Rob Haney from LISettlements.com for being on the show. And again, Rob, what is your phone number?
It is 954-599-4433.
And we hope to have you back. I hope you'll come back soon and learn more about how you can live a better quality of life through having a little bit more cash in your pocket that you didn't even know that you had with a life insurance policy. And thank you again to Rob for being on the show.
Thank you.
Locally owned for more than 25 years, Chateau Retirement offers premier independent and assisted living to seniors in Lynnwood, Bothell, and Renton. Our skilled and compassionate staff are committed to the holistic well-being of each resident. Our Chateau Gardens Memory Care specializes in person-centered programming in a safe, therapeutic environment. At Chateau Retirement, our residents live a happier, healthier, longer life. We invite you to visit one of our communities today, Chateau Pacific in Lynnwood, Chateau Bothell Landing, and Chateau Valley Center in Renton. Schedule a tour today. Call 1-800-960-1944. Visit chateauretirement.com for more information. It's like living on a cruise ship on land.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.